Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, a very good day to you. This is Alan DeCosta from eBay. How can I help you?
I just got this phone call saying $299 will be debited from my account, or is this
true? Like, yes, you are right, ma'am. The thing is that, as we can see, the purchase was made for Apple iTunes gift card for $299. So this is just a free service checkup call to confirm with you whether you like to continue this order or you like to cancel that one.
No, I didn't do that, no.
That means, ma'am, if you're telling me you not made this order, that there was some person is trying to misuse your personal details for making a fake purchase in your name, right?
Okay.
So will you please let me know one thing. Do you have any smartphone or any computer or a laptop with you right now where I can go ahead and guide you to get a cancellation ID?
No, it's fucked up, man. Like, pro bono, you're just scamming me. What account do you have
just,
on you?
If I am scamming you, ma'am, I'm just going to ask you all for details, okay?
What are the card details you have on there?
We can see, ma'am, there was two cards was added from on your eBay account. The first card was the Visa card, and the second card was the MasterCard. See, if you're not making a purchase, how this two card was added on the eBay?
I didn't make a purchase.
I understand. I already
put a photo vinyl record to sell.
I just understand your concern, ma'am, but it's not about telling something and doing that, okay? You need to go ahead and cancel that right now. If you're not going to do it, it's all up to you, ma'am. We are not here to
convince
you.
So what do I cancel? Sorry, what do I cancel?
You are cancelling the gift card, which is not made by you, for $299.
Yeah.
Today, they are just trying to make $299. Maybe tomorrow they can make $500, right? To $5,000, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's the reason we are helping you. We are here to help you. You don't need to give me any of your personal details over the phone. I'm just going to guide you, and you can cancel it from your side.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on my smartphone right now, yeah. Yeah,
and will you please let me know, ma'am, as we are going to guide you, the mobile phone you're using right now, is it an Android phone or is it an iPhone, ma'am?
It's Apple.
It's an Apple phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want things, simply put the phone on speaker and go
back to
your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons, and you will find out the application which says App Store. Open that App Store.
Yep.
Now, when you open the App Store, have a look on the very bottom right-hand corner. You will get to see a magnifying glass which says Search, right?
Yeah.
Right there, E as in Edward, B as in Boy.
I have the eBay app.
It's an eBay cancellation department application, I'm telling you, okay?
Yeah.
Just type there, I will let you know. After EB, then A as in Apple, Y as in Yankee, then give a space, then A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, Y as in Yankee, D as in Delta, E as in Edward, S as in Sugar, K as in Kilo. Now, will you please confirm me what you typed in? Yes, eBay AnyDesk. Now, search for that. You will get to see a red and the white diamond color application which says AnyDesk Remote Desktop. This is going to help you to generate a cancellation ID. Do you see that? The red and the white diamond color application, AnyDesk Remote Desktop.
Yeah, I'm just waiting.
Yes, click on that, AnyDesk Remote Desktop, And if you can see a green color bar, get or install. Do you see that? Get or install.
Yep, yep.
Tap on get or and then install. Now, I
yep.
want you to be handy with a piece of paper, ma'am, and also a pen. So when you get to see a cancellation ID, you need to write down the number on the piece of paper, okay? So do you see open? Be handy with a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's a bit hard to find. I have four okay, young ones, actually. I just have, but yeah, I just have a receipt or something.
No problem, ma'am.
Nothing
is free time, ma'am.
Nothing is fixed in this house, not even tape or foil.
Oh my god.
Yeah, idiot. Yeah. A bit wild.
Okay, is the app is installing right now?
Yeah, it's installing.
Okay, not a problem. Take your sweet time. These are not going to marry, ma'am, because if I is... there are lots of problems are there.
Again.
Okay, you got the pen and paper?
Yep. Oh,
Now do it slowly, ma'am. No need to hurry up, okay?
Yeah.
Did you open on your mobile?
Yeah, I opened it and it just says your address.
Now, you will get to see some numbers are there, right?
Yeah.
Write down the number on the piece of paper which you got on your hand. Write down that number.
Yeah.
When you written down, please let me know, ma'am, okay?
Yeah, I just wrote that down.
Now, for activating this cancellation ID, please confirm with the number slowly, without the number. You can hear me?
Yeah, I just want to go, what is this app? Oh.
This is the, you can see the 9-digit number, and I already explained to you, ma'am.
Yep.
This is the cancellation ID, which is going to help you to cancel that order which is not made by you. That's the reason you can see the 9-digit number, which is your cancellation ID. And I tell you to write down the number on the piece of paper. So you written down the number on the piece of paper?
Yep. It's 888.
It's 888.
125.
125. 25.
Yes, 125.
Okay, I'm confirming you the cancellation ID one more time. It's 888-135-125.
No, 888-125.
Okay.
940.
Okay, wait. I'm confirming you the cancellation ID one more time, ma'am. It's 888-125-940. Now let me tell you, ma'am, this is the cancellation ID which is going to help you to cancel the order which is not made by you. And also we are going to block all those person who is trying to use your personal details, okay?
Yep.
Now what we will do, ma'am, we will simply go ahead and activate this cancellation ID for you. And shortly, you are going to get a verification security message or a security warning in order to make you aware of that you will get to see something which says, I am aware of that risk. That means you are aware of that you like to cancel the order which is not made by you. So what you need to do when you got a security warning, you need to go to the very bottom down. You'll get to see, I am aware of that risk. You need to tick that box and give a click on accept, okay?
Yeah.
Have a look, you got a security warning, right? Do you see security warning? Go to the very bottom down, ma'am. Do you see I am aware of that risk? Do you see that?
It just disappeared.
Okay, because ma'am, it's just activating for 4 or 5 seconds. So when you're going to get a security warning, you need to go to the very bottom down, okay? You'll get to see that I am aware of that risk, okay? So wait for a second.
That means access to everything that is on my phone.
Let me tell you, not that one. The person who is trying to get your details, they have all of your access, like your name, address, banking details. We are going to block them. That's the reason we are sending you a security verification message.
And on the really fun.
Yeah, let me tell you, ma'am. When you're going to think I am aware of that risk, that means you are.
Are you in Australia right now?
Beg your pardon?
Are you in Australia right now?
Yeah, we are in Melbourne, ma'am. Victoria, Melbourne, okay? 242 Exhibition Street, Melbourne, Victoria. Level 42, ma'am. Okay?
Well, how come doesn't give me enough time to read what I am accepting?
You will get to see that. Let me tell you, ma'am. You will get to see eBay support desk, okay? When you're thinking I am aware of that risk, and after that give a click on accept, you will get to see eBay support desk, okay? On that time, you just need to give a click on accept one more time. So wait for a second, ma'am. You just have a look. You got a security warning on your mobile right now, right?
Yeah.
Do you see that? Go to the very bottom down. Do you see I am aware of that risk? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Tick that box and give a click on accept.
It's not.
Now what you can see. Okay. First you need to tick that box which says I am aware of that risk.
I did.
Now give a click on accept.
It's just counting down from 10 and it's not letting me press accept.
Oh, wait. Let the countdown is finished, then you'll get to see accept, okay?
Okay.
Now what, do you see any changes?
Yep, it says numbers, eBay support desk will want to be.
You can see that, ma'am. You're not talking to any XYZ person. You're talking eBay support desk, right? You can see that, right, ma'am? Now, you need to just trust me, ma'am, okay? So I can go ahead and cancel each and everything. Now, do you see something which says accept? Click on accept.
Yep.
Now, for the ID activation purpose, you will get to see something which says start broadcast. You'll need to tap on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. When you get to see a countdown start like 1, 2, 3, 4, don't touch it anywhere, ma'am, okay? Because the ID is activated, okay?
Yeah.
Now don't touch anywhere. Now I want you to simply swipe the screen from bottom to top and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons, okay? And you will get to see the application which says setting. Open that setting. If you can see setting, open that.
Yeah.
Now I want you to scroll down a little bit. And you will get to see something which says display and brightness. If you can see that, click on that, display and brightness. Now, as we are going to activate a security for 30 minutes, so we can block all those persons, you can see auto lock. Click on that, auto lock. And then you will get to see 30 minutes or you will get to see never. Auto lock, if you can see that.
It's not letting me press auto lock.
Because able to click on that, you don't have enough charge on your mobile, maybe like that. So do you have enough charge?
Yep, it's on 30% and it's on battery saving mode as well.
Yes, you need to, that's the reason, ma'am, you need to battery saver is need to be off right now, okay? So we can go ahead and give you the full scanning. Off the battery saver, ma'am. Now when battery saver is off, you can see auto lock and give a click on never, okay?
Yeah.
Now go back to the previous page and have a look on the very top. You can see the back arrow which says setting. Give a click on that setting.
Yeah.
Now I want you to go to the very top. You will get to see your name there, from where I will confirming you, from where the purchase was made. Can you give a click on that name, ma'am? You give a click on that? Now I'm confirming you the name from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase was TAMIKA Walker, right?
That's my name.
Yes, and the purchase was made with the help of this email ID, which was TAMIKAWALKER89@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Now, after that, you will get to see the payment and delivery. Do you see that? Payment and delivery. Click on that, payment and delivery. Now, when you give a click on payment and delivery, what you can see, please let me know.
One second. My Apple ID.
Yes, try to put it correctly.
Yeah.
Now you will get to see one of your card was added on your mobile from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase, right? Do you see that? The MasterCard was added there.
Is the one ending in 1822?
Hey, no, please don't tell me anything over the phone, ma'am, because this call is recorded for quality and trading purpose, okay? We have the MasterCard which is added there. I just confirming you that. And after that, you can see a billing address. Do you see that billing address? If you can see that, tap on that billing address, okay? If you can see billing address.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see on the very bottom billing address, give a click on that billing address, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you know, scroll down, ma'am. When you click on this billing address, scroll down, you will get to see your address. Let me confirm you the address from where this fraudster was purchased the thing, and they are just trying to deliver, okay? The address was 19 Miller Street, and after that the postcode will be 4508 Queensland, right?
Yeah.
So you can understand, ma'am, if this fraudster has your mobile, they can get all of your details, like your address, your everything, like your mobile number, your card number, each and everything, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
So what we need to do, first of all, we need to go ahead and remove this card from your mobile, and after that we need to go ahead and cancel the transaction. So I do believe that you must be knowing that how to delete this card from the from your mobile, right? Do you know that?
Yeah.
Please delete, and when you're done, please let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Then I will help you to cancel the transaction which is not made by you, okay?
Yeah.
So when the card was removed, ma'am, please let me know. When it's removed, please let me know, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm holding the line for you. Is it done or is it still loading, ma'am?
It's still removing, yeah.
Okay. Do one thing, ma'am. First, let me cancel the transaction and then help you to delete the card, okay? So just swipe the screen from bottom to top and go back to your home screen of your mobile. Just swipe the screen from bottom to top.
Yep.
Now let me tell you, ma'am, as you can see, there was few card was added on your mobile from where this fraudster is just trying to make a purchase. So first of all, can you do one thing? Can you go ahead and check that? Do you see any transaction was made in the name of eBay for $299? I'm just holding the line for you, okay? So when you will get to see any transaction was there, please let me know, okay? So we will go ahead and cancel each and everything. When you check that, please let me know.
Nothing. Nothing's coming up on my end. No, nothing, no transaction. No failed transactions or anything are showing up.
Okay, and you just deal with these two banks only, right?
Pardon? Yeah.
You just deal with these two banks, like the Commonwealth Bank, right? And apart from this bank, you don't deal with any other bank, ma'am? And do you deal with any ZipPay or anything like that, ma'am?
No.
You don't deal with ZipPay, right?
No.
Now what I will do, ma'am, we cancel your transaction from our side right now, and shortly you are going to get a verification message in next 5 minutes, okay? So what I will do, ma'am, I will just simply calling you in next 5 minutes, so we can cancel the transaction and we can block all those person, okay?
Yeah.
So it will hardly take 5 minutes, so no need to worry about anything, ma'am. Just relax yourself, Mr. Samaika. We will simply go ahead and call you. And apart from that bank, ma'am, we seen that we also there was one bank was connected, like the ANZ Bank. Do you deal with any ANZ Bank, ma'am?
No, not ANZ.
Okay, because we find out in our server that this process and make like purchase of the purchase was made of also they can try from ANZ Bank. So you're telling me that you don't deal with any ANZ Bank, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay, but as we got a verification, ma'am, that you have an ANZ application on your mobile. So do you deal with ANZ?
No.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Let me check that and I will get back to you, okay? Just be on hold. Okay, so as you got a message from the account department, so you don't deal with any ANZ bank, right?
No.
Okay, and who used this application for the ANZ, ma'am? If you don't
One of my.
On your mobile?
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you. Just wait for a second. Okay, ma'am, so you're going to get a verification confirmation message in next 5 minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, so you're going to get a verification message in next 5 minutes, and I will also give you a call in next 5 minutes. Just remember my name. My name will be Alan DeCosta, okay? Bye, have a nice day, ma'am.